China's been the fastest growing major economy in the world for decades. That growth is slowing now. Last month's devaluation of China's currency shook global trading markets. And this week, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said the U.S. will hold China accountable for exchange rate fluctuations that caused the recent stock market plunge. But the numbers of China's state-controlled economy are always little suspect. NPR's Frank Langfitt is traveling in western China to see what the real economy looks like outside of Shanghai. Frank, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And tell us where you are and what you're seeing, please.
Well, I'm in this place called Luliang. It's a city of 3 to 4 million, very large area, and it's coal country. There are mountains, there are factories. It's kind of a little like China's Appalachia in a way, except a big difference is, until recently, the place was really boomy. If you went back to 2010, GDP here was 21%. It was enormous. Last year, the place went into recession and was down actually 2%. And basically, the last couple of days, I've been driving all over the area, and the economy here is really a mess.
Well, what are you seeing?
Well, what I'm seeing is kind of overcapacity in everything. And what I mean by that is, like, there are just way, way too many apartments. So just before I got back to the hotel today, I walked down an apartment block. It was 28 floors, and I just knocked on doors. And I woke up maybe two high schoolers, but basically every other apartment was empty. Mm-hmm. So 90% vacancy. I went to other apartment buildings that had been built last year, and they too were empty, hundreds of empty apartments. Now, you know, there's been a lot of reporting over the years about ghost towns in China, but the difference now is we've hit this inflection point, and we have a real housing glut, and now they're building less and less houses, and you're beginning to see this cascading effect.
The success of the Chinese economy in some ways is built on the reputation the state had for combining capitalism with a state-managed economy. What's been going off the rails?
Well, I was actually visiting a cement plant yesterday, and it was really wild. It was basically a zombie plant. They'd gone from 1,000 to 100 workers in a very short period of time.
Well, did you say 1,000 to 100?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, yeah. Scott, I've never seen anything like this really in China. I've been in and out of here for close to 20 years. And so I was talking to this low-level manager, and he said officials here were getting kickbacks to approve coal mines and other businesses.
Yeah.
They were using shell companies to invest. So what they were basically doing was they didn't really care about the real economy. They were just looking for ways to profit. And so you sort of see this breakdown in the system where you've got the wrong incentives and corruption is driving a lot of this.
Have you been able to talk to people, Frank?
A lot. I talked to a number of people. What they're saying is that it's kind of now a cycle where people are getting laid off, and so they don't have enough money, and so there's even fewer people to buy homes. And that's, again, having this knock-on effect on other industries. I went into talked to a woman who runs an appliance shop, and she sells flat-screen TVs, and she said that sales were so bad that now if you come in, she'll sell you a flat screen TV, and if you buy one, then she just throws in a free refrigerator. So and when you talk to these guys, you say, have you ever seen anything like this in your life? And they just, I mean, these are people 40, 50 years old. They shake their head and say, absolutely not. This is as bad as it's ever been.
Is the basic strength of China's economy, or at least what we thought China's economy would be for the future, shaken at the same time?
Well, we don't know that yet, and it's a great question. I mean, what we're seeing here, and why I wanted to come here, is this is kind of the old industrial base that has driven the economy for so long. And what's happening is that has been trailing off, and the government does want to make that transition to a consumption-driven economy. The problem that I'm seeing here is that this is dropping off a lot faster than the government ever thought. That said, this is an incredibly diverse economy now. So, like, where I am is really, really bad. But when you go back to Shanghai, where I live, the malls are full, people have a lot of money. It's almost like flying from Shanghai to here was like going to another planet. So we now see, like, the consumption economies on the coast in the big cities is pretty strong, but you're seeing sort of the older economy really, really sliding.
NPR's Frank Langfitt in Western China. Thanks very much for being with us, Frank.
You're very welcome, Scott.